First, Kamala Harris stole Donald Trump's idea for no tax on tips and portrayed it as if it was her own plan. Then, after he proposed a $5,000 child tax credit to new parents, she proposed a $6,000 child tax credit, again, claiming it was her original idea. I mean, what's next? Is she going to propose building the border wall, which she and all the other Democrats have opposed for years? Oh, wait, what's this? Harris flip-flops on building the border wall. If she's elected president, Camelface Harris pledges to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on the wall along the southern border, a project she once opposed and called un-American during the Trump administration. She didn't just call it un-American. She said numerous times that it was, quote, a complete waste of taxpayer money, and it won't make us any safer. Here's another one from 2018. In just 12 hours, a Trump shutdown is possible. Let me be clear. I will vote against funding Trump's wasteful border wall. She tweeted about Trump's border wall over the years more times than Joe Biden can finish a complete sentence. Funding Trump's unrealistic border wall would be a gross misuse of taxpayer money, she said, back in 2018 again. Instead of wasting money on a concrete border wall, let's spend that money on infrastructure, healthcare, and tackling climate change. Trump's border wall would be an absolute waste of taxpayer money. I won't support it. It just goes on and on and on. But we got more of the tweets, thanks to the power of the internet. We got video.
And folks, on the subject of transnational gangs, let's be perfectly clear. The president's medieval vanity project is not going to stop them.
This issue is about a vanity project for this president.
Right.
And it is a problem of his own making.
Right.
And listen, when I travel this country, folks have plenty enough problems that they need their president to focus on,
you know what,
instead of a wall that, by the way, because I was a prosecutor for many years.
That, by the way, would keep out millions and millions of the criminal invaders that have, well, been allowed to invade our country under the Biden administration.
That wall ain't going to stop them.
No.
No.
Well, that was then, and this is now.
We're going to build the wall. We have no choice. We have no choice.
Just a few weeks ago, J.D. Vance predicted that she would do this. Although, I don't think he was actually making a serious prediction. I think he was just being sarcastic about all the Trump policies that she was stealing and then portraying as her own. Posting on August 16th, Kamala Harris was soon proposed that we finish the border wall and make America great again. No one should be fooled by the fake campaign copying President Trump's vision. The difference is Trump actually lowered prices as president. Harris is in power now and does nothing. Of course, her running mate, Tampon Tim, like all of the Marxist Democrats, opposed the border wall, even saying this.
I think seeing a plan that's out there, talking about it with folks, knowing that he's not going to do anything. He talks about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder factory. That's not how you stop this.
Actually, it's part of the plan to stop it. The other part is to actually deport the criminal invaders who make it across. Instead of just welcoming them in America and then giving them a court date 7 to 10 years in the future and then allowing them to have anchor babies who then become American citizens and then the parents will never be deported. Oh, and I almost forgot, she stole another one of Donald Trump's ideas. Listen to this. Donald Trump, back in May of 2020.
Will cap costs to just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free. So for everybody that was getting ripped off and paying tremendous prices, senior citizens, it's a tremendous saving.
It is President Biden and I that took on Big Pharma and finally capped the cost of insulin for our seniors at $35 a month. But Donald Trump and his running mate intend to get rid of our $35 cap on insulin.
Her campaign, which is obviously in coordination with the Operation Mockingbird media assets, may be the most deceptive political campaign in the history of campaigning. Not only do they keep stealing Donald Trump's great ideas and portraying them as if they're hers and that Donald Trump is opposed to his own ideas that he came up with, but they're also blaming Donald Trump for the terrible mess that the Biden administration caused regarding the economy. But thanks again to the power of the internet, we could see her hypocrisy unfold right before our very eyes in this brilliant Trump campaign ad.
Everyday prices are too high. Food, rent, gas, back to school clothes.
That is called Bidenomics.
A loaf of bread cost 50% more today. Ground beef is up almost 50%. There's not much left at the end of the month.
Bidenomics is working.
The price of housing has gone up. It feels so hard to just be able to get ahead.
And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
And now she's even flip-flopping on the Marxist Democrat plan that she supported for years to ban gas-powered vehicles and mandate that all cars in the next, like, 25 years are electric cars. In fact, if that sounds crazy, California has already banned gas lawnmowers, the sale of new gas lawnmowers and gas leaf blowers and gas hedge trimmers. So if anybody has any in stock, they're still allowed to sell them, but they're not allowed to make any more or import any into the state. While homeowners and businesses will still be permitted to use this gas-powered equipment after 2024, they will no longer be able to purchase them. And now Camel Face and Tampon Tim are scheduled to sit down for a pre-recorded interview with the Clown News Network tomorrow. So we'll see how that's going to go. She wouldn't do the interview by herself. It had to be a joint interview so that when she's fumbling over her answers or doesn't know what she's talking about, which is most of the time, then Tampon Tim can tag team in and try to save the day. And because I watch CNN so that you don't have to, I will sit through the entire interview and watch it, and I will report back if anything interesting comes out of it. But you owe me for this, so order some shirts from my online store at markdice.com to sponsor my channel and support my work, like the new Wanted for President Western Edition, which is obviously in the style of an old-fashioned wanted poster with President Trump in a cowboy hat. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.